In this bulletin, US officials travel to Turkey for emergency talks to try to halt an assault on northern Syria. Australian politicians would need to follow a new code of conduct under a bill being introduced to Parliament. And in the Rugby World Cup, Wallabies coach Michael Checker says the team is ready to bring their best when they face England in the quarterfinal. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The Turkish president says he won't meet US Vice President Mike Pence, who is travelling to the country in the hope of negotiating a Syrian ceasefire. Speaking after a speech in Parliament, Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he would only meet with US President Donald Trump if he made the trip. The US delegation also includes Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien. President Erdogan has rejected calls for a ceasefire and says Syrian Kurdish fighters must leave an area in northeast Syria immediately.
For this reason, our proposal is for the terrorists to lay down their arms, their equipment, everything, destroy the traps they've created, and leave the safe zone we have designated as of tonight.
Federal politicians and their staff would need to follow a new code of conduct demanding they act with integrity under a Greens proposal. The Greens will introduce a bill to Federal Parliament's upper house later today, creating the code of conduct, which would require politicians to respect others, avoid conflicts of interest, and act with integrity. A new public standards commissioner would act as an independent watchdog, investigating breaches of the code. A new report has found that generations of trauma could be prevented if governments do more to stop Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children being removed from their families. The appeal comes as Indigenous children are significantly overrepresented in the child protection system. The latest annual snapshot from Family Matters, a group dedicated to addressing the issue, shows Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children make up 37.3% of Australian kids receiving out-of-home care. That's despite them making up only 5.5% of all children. Indigenous children are therefore 10.2 times more likely to be removed from their homes than those who aren't Indigenous. Negotiators are struggling to clinch a Brexit deal as talks continue between British and European Union officials. The Irish backstop remains a sticking point, with the country's Prime Minister, Leo Varadkar, saying there were still many issues to be resolved. Britain's Brexit Secretary, Stephen Barclay, has told a parliamentary select committee the government is considering a revised Brexit political declaration. He says potential changes to the backstop would result in significant amendments.
And if there are changes to the backstop element of the Northern Ireland Protocol, then it stands to reason there would be consequential changes to the political declaration that flow from that as a consequence.
In the Netherlands, neighbours of a man accused of holding a family captive have expressed surprise at his arrest. The man and the family of six were discovered after 9 years living isolated in a basement. Police were alerted after the eldest of the children left the property and ordered a beer at a bar in the nearby village of Reinerhold. It's been reported the family was waiting for the end of time. A 58-year-old man who was not the father is in police custody. Carpenter Tony Vandenberg, who worked next door to the farm, described the man as unconventional but a good neighbour.
He was a good neighbour of mine. He looked a bit alternative and yes, we saw each other every day and said hello and talked. So yes, it surprises me.
And to sport, Wallabies coach Michael Checker says he's preparing the team to make history when it faces England in the Rugby World Cup quarterfinal. Checker's 68th and possibly final Australian team announcement later today will finalise who he rates as his premier outside-back combination, along with his desired loose forward mix. Checker says the team will be ready to win Saturday's clash.
There's other people that won't give as much of a chance, but I believe that when you do believe in yourself, you're much closer to being able to create history. You know, when you believe in what your team, Nick, in what they can bring on the field, all the different players, then you're closer than you are to ever before to make history, you know, and that's all we're going to need to do, and that's what we want to do.
And now a look at the weather. In Perth, mostly sunny 23, Adelaide partly cloudy 18, Melbourne rain 15, Hobart partly cloudy 17, Canberra, wind, possible shower 16. Wollongong, possible morning shower 22. Sydney, wind and cloud 26. Newcastle, sunny 28. Brisbane, shower 2 and a possible storm 33. Cairns, partly cloudy 32. And Darwin, sunny 35. I'm Biwa Kwan, and this is SBS News.